sickness, which really is, doesn't affect the whole body, it affects only arms, the extremities, I mean, it's very located in the eastern thing, and the fringes of other parts, in other words, there's scabs. The sickness showing itself in the lead of Chicago, Minneapolis, some of the great universities there, and of course, in the west coast of California. The sadness of the whole thing is that we just have no other choice. I mean, if we had any other choice, I mean, like we say, like these, like the Bader point, right? Well, they said, no, they'll get to Vietnam out of the way, then maybe the boys will vote for national defense and the rest. I don't think if it's out of the way in the wrong way, they ever will. I think we're going to have a hell of a time getting national defense in any event.
That's what I believe, Mr. President.
And that's why I think that you've got to feel, that we've all got to feel at this time. I mean, that's about that. I must say, I think, from what I gather, I don't know if you know what he said, but Alderman says the staff's shaping up pretty good now. He says that they seem to be, and others are steadying down.
I think we can hold the staff, Mr. President. I think this is one of these big historic moments, and one can never be sure whether one is going to be engulfed by it, but I do not believe.
We be engulfed, we're still going to be swimming on. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to be just holding our noses in the ground. That's a hell of it.
But also, I think what has given you individuality is that you haven't yielded all the time. These speeches, if you had gone the other way on April 7th, supposing you had said 17,000 troop withdrawals, wouldn't that change anything?
We could have said 12.
You could have said 12, Congressman, we wouldn't have made
that. I think it was good to say a little
bit. It was all right.
It gave a little bit of an upbeat feeling to it, but you know it didn't buy us much. When you really come down to it, I don't think it bought us much. No, we're dealing with a national malady here, and frankly, you see it in this goddamn lousy stinking press corps. They're a bunch of bastards.
Somebody sent me an article from a German newspaper which said what has happened. I forget what the headline was, but its major point was, what is all this talk about morality? Is it moral to let supplies go into South Vietnam unimpeded? That will then be used to destroy the population. Is it moral to turn over people that have worked with us for 10 years to the communists? Is it moral for a party that got us into the war, and not us that got he said President Nixon was engaging in a primary campaign at the time of My Lai. Is it moral that he should now be attacked by the people under whose administration it took place? That is the insanity of our situation.
More about it. I mean, there's nothing more about it. Quite is that this is a savage political battle compounded over by a much deeper malaise. That's the problem.
The political battle
is always there.
If they attack you on the economy, that's a savage, dirty political battle.
And on the war, to get the fighters and the political party who did it.
No, but that.
But the point is, these people are willing to attack us in a way that would bring the country down.
That's the point. What they do on the economy is unfair, but it won't bring the country down.
That's right.
What they do on the war may and probably will bring the country down if they succeed.
You know, interesting. I sent that little book from Jared Jefferson. The old man shows great perception of Jefferson's weakness. And I must say, it showed through in that book so clearly. The words, but he had the character. I sent it to Louisiana's Purchase, but you know, you realize that at the time, the great, just before Jefferson's election, it wouldn't have been elected except for Alienization Acts, but because the country was really in a mess, Jefferson was talking at that time, Jefferson and his supporters, like some of our critics are talking now, they were all for what they call Republic in France. I mean, we were a bunch of goddamn thugs, bastards, horrible people. But Jefferson was like that against the Federalists, you remember?
would have gotten the country involved.
Shot the duels, resolved the third and all that. Third, of course, was a son of a bitch. But the whole thing was, if you read Jefferson and some of the things that he said, all the great Jefferson mothers, it was talking. And as a matter of fact, you know, despite the things that I say about Wilson, he said prior to and World War I and various parts of it, at times he was terribly naive and frankly didn't show a hell of a lot of guts. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt was right. Theodore Roosevelt was not right in the way he took him on because he was too vicious and ruthless and mean and so forth. But it turned out, but he was right in terms of the real. We have here a situation. We have really it's a strange thing. And it gets back to this. You see, Jefferson, intellectual. Wilson, intellectual. Let's face it, that's the whole Kennedy mythology, intellectual. Kennedy wasn't all that intellectual, frankly.
But he could play it.
But he played it. But he wasn't really.
You are much more of an intellectual than he was. You're an infinitely more reflective man than
me. Anyway, but that's irrelevant. He was a playboy, let's face it. So, nevertheless, what you really have here is and something you've got to give a lot of thought to, all of us, you particularly, coming as you do from the world, the scholastic world. God damn it, Henry. The people who teach America young have, and the clergy, and they teach America young, have a terrible responsibility on their hands. You know, the blood of this country and of others abroad is going to be on their hands. They're the ones that brought it down. Not the working guy, not the uneducated man. You remember H.G. Wells' great theory to the effect that if everybody were educated, we'd have... That was where his outline in history went wrong in the last, where he...
That was the great myth.
Where he fell on the idea that education would bring peace and decency and the rest. It has not brought it. It has brought a certain, what it has. You see, the uneducated man at least recognizes he doesn't know all the answers to me. So it's God or something else, and he has some respect for something. The educated man gains, he develops pride, a certain arrogance.
And basically analysis in Greek, actually analysis means to dissolve. It just gives you dilemmas. Values give you a sense of direction. And you cannot prove values. I think I better go over this with my
freedom. Anyway,
report to you.
We're in a place now where it's not so.
It's one of...
We're going to see it through. But we're going to see it through as ruthlessly as they have. And I mean not only the communists, but our enemies politically. And by God, we're going to demagogue every goddamn thing.
And I believe, Mr. President, that's also what this Truman paper said. If they had not been so divided, if they hadn't divided the country, we might have had a negotiated settlement by now.
I agree with that.
The best asset that Hanoi has had is the fact that you were not even given the minimum 1 year that a president should have. They started rioting in June. They kept it up through October, the first year you had to break it, then when it was quieted on, every 6 months they have had demonstrations.
Isn't that interesting? Of course, the Cambodian demonstrations would have come off with a Cambodian.
President, just as these would have, all the essential elements of these, the People's Peace Treaty, the attack on the bombing, all of this was being ground away even without Laos. Now I admit Laos created the malaise.
Crap, Laos did not create, it did not really charge up the attack so much as it discouraged our own people.
That's right. But 2 months later, they would have got something going.
But as far as our own people are concerned, whether we can keep them, frankly, bucked up until we see it through, just remains to be the great open question. I think maybe we can. But at least we will try. We're going to try to do it. We're going to try to see it through. We're going to be tough as hell. And for the best.